This is GIS News. Coming up, electricity extended to more rural communities. CSJP donates $1.1 million to Dunrobin Primary, and OCR calls for partnerships to protect children. The news in detail after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house. And switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The island's 97% electricity coverage is set to increase in short order. This through a $74 million expansion project initiated through the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Powell says the project is to be implemented by the Rural Electrification Program, REP.
The PCJ has allocated $74 million to the REP project. We are going to take light across the length and breadth of Jamaica, and we're going to do it in every single parish.
Minister Powell was delivering the keynote address at a ceremony to mark the switching on of electricity for Mike Town, Evergreen, and Brooklyn in Manchester on Monday. Some 70 households, averaging 3 members, now have access to electricity in the 3 communities. The REP aims to extend electricity to rural Jamaica as part of the Government of Jamaica's commitment to provide the entire island with access to electricity, stimulate economic and social activity in rural Jamaica, and provide a better quality of life in rural communities. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, has donated $1.1 million to the Dunrobin Primary School towards the purchase of a 5,000-gallon water tank. Senior Community Action Officer for the CSJP, Orville Simmons, said the intervention was prompted by water challenges facing the school, which often resulted in students being dismissed earlier than usual.
So your safety is important to the Ministry of National Security. And you are safer here at school than going home when your parents or your guardians are not there.
The tank is valued at $1.8 million, with the school raising the additional $700,000 towards the purchase. The National Youth Service, NYS, will be launching a national campaign aimed at helping ordinary Jamaicans to understand and interact with persons with disabilities. Chairperson for the NYS Board of Directors, Maureen Weber, says the campaign will be geared towards empowering persons with disabilities to become more involved in national development.
So what we're trying to focus on is getting other persons who are non-disabled to have an understanding of the world of a person with disability. So that connection forces or allows for some inclusion of persons with disability in the fabric of our society. And we will make a national campaign throughout next year leading up to Youth Month of November next year.
Ms. Weber was speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. She says the campaign will be done in collaboration with a number of private and public sector entities. Registrar at the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, Greg Smith, is appealing for increased partnerships in the care and protection of children. He says the input of all stakeholders, including parents, teachers, community members, private and public sector organizations, is essential in safeguarding children against abuse and ensuring their holistic development. Mr. Smith was addressing a recent information dissemination session for child care and protection stakeholders hosted by Quality Education Circle 31 cluster of schools. He says there has been a 21% reduction in the number of children reported missing in the first half of 2014, which he credits to strategies implemented by the Ministries of Youth and Culture and Education. He, however, expressed concern about the number of child murders, which increased to 6 this year from 2 in 2013, as well as the high number of abuse cases. Mr. Smith says the OCR submits an average of 600 to 800 reports of abuse per month to the Child Development Agency for action. That was JS News. I'm Ajui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.